Good morning, MGTOW man. Fuck. Well, got me little kiddies fishing rod, you know. Hey, it's smaller than my fucking arm span. Well, there's a genuine feigned, not really feigned, well, I've been going, oh, I can't get my fingers oily because it'll make the fishing line, you know, greasy, and then the fucking knot will pull undone, and then we got the weights and this and that and this and that and this and that. And I'm thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, Shane, you know. And I got the fucking little book of knots, or one knot anyway. And most of the rivers up here, probably about 10 metres, probably about 8 metres and you're hitting the other riverbank, you know what I mean? So you don't need to be able to go casting for fucking miles. It's great big weights and all this sort of stuff, you know. And the lakes and the rivers are full of logs and weeds and shit, and I'm kind of a little bit fed up with, you know, hooking all the logs and all the weeds, you know. I fucking don't like that at all. Oh, I'm not another fucking hook, you know. But, wow. See that? Yeah, well, got these little jelly, they're called jelly lures. Oh God. What I found, you know, I don't want to get oily fingers on the fishing line when I'm tying the knots because I'll come undone and you know, all that shit, you know. And, you know, well, what sort of weights can I put on them if I need to and all this, you know. So what I did is I just put a fucking hook with a lure on it, you know, on the end of the line, gave it a fucking cast, and measured the fucking distance, and it was about 8 meters, which is about about 8.5 yards, or about 26 feet. Yeah, 24 feet, 26 feet. And that's not going at it really fucking hard. This is 3 o'clock in the morning and it's like 0 degrees, and fuck, it's cold. It's 0 degrees and not, and basically about 100% humidity. Fuck, it's cold. And yeah, so that's pretty good. So that means if I'm casting into a little bit of a wind, I can just put on some of those this is a knot, and you go, so what you do is you go like that, and then you loop it round, alright, they say, oh, I use about 15 centimetres. And then you, oh, fucking Jesus. Fuck. No, cats. Oh, they want to be loving and affectionate and say, hello, Daddy, how are you going? Show us how to do the fishing knots. We're really interested. I say, don't be silly. Cats don't like tying fishing lines. I said, yes, but we're special. You're a vivid imagination. I know. I'm not saying these are really fantastic reels. They're passable, you know. But if let's give you a demonstration, you go around there. I think if it's like one of these things, if you had to do it hundreds and hundreds of times, it wouldn't. You get it, like if you sort of don't know how to do it, you learn by doing it, not through sort of reading books and going, oh, that's very deep and meaningful. And, God, it's fucking, I've actually turned the fucking heater on, it's so cold, went outside and my darling little fingers froze. Yeah, and one of the reasons I don't fucking hate them. Oh, God. I should have. I sort of spat on it to lubricate it. But that'll do. And nail clippers are really good. Better than trying to deal with fucking scissors. But this, it's terrible. But this. What the fuck, it's, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. But this is not a bad sort of a knot. Well, at least it's sort of. Let's pull on the hook. You can't come undone. You evil bit of fishing line. Oh, yes, you can. Well, I fucked that up, didn't I? So, what I found is when you put this on, just this little lure, all by itself, it'll actually cast like about 8 metres. That's not like, you know, really going hard. I reckon I could probably get about 10 metres. And by using, this is the most simple fucking setup you can get. By using this simple, very, very simple sort of setup, you know, without leaders and without little swivels, you know. And these things, you know, swivels and clips and changing to different fucking hooks and, you know, but what I was quite surprised with, oh, this is like trying to, it's like trying to have a fuck by sticking my cock in my ear. Oh, I got this. Practice makes perfect. Fuck me. One. Two. Three. Four, five, and before you tie it up, give it a good lick with some spit. Lubricate it with some saliva. Don't be scared, it won't hurt you. Well, that sort of, I see what's happened. The knot sort of went round the hook. But this, oh, it went round the shaft of the hook. But anyway. I think that's pulled all the body looseness out of it. And nail clippers are actually really good for cutting fishing line, because you can actually get into the fucking well, anyway. We just happen to have another one prepared here. No, we don't. Well, third time running. I wonder why they're snapping like that. And not staying done up. I might look up some different knots. Kind of a fucking website. Yes, it's just on 0 degrees. What I've done is I've bookmarked all these different sites. And I wonder why that's not staying done up. Control B, bookmarks. Knot. Over 65 fishing knots listed alphabetically. I don't know, just a picture with a hook on it. There's there's all sorts of exotic ways to tie a fucking a fast and easy knot. Well, we've got the fucking thing sorted out, just sort of, you know, and I can attach a little bit of small amount of lead weight. It's called the wherefore. God, this is like well, the World's Fair knot is the winner of DuPont's best new knot from 498 entries. Oh God. As the best new, easy to tie, all put from a panel of outdoor riders, is the best new easy to tie all purpose fishing knot in DuPont Corp's Great Knot Search. Oh man. I'll try that. Yeah, well, I'm as fucking dumb as they come, so the diagram. So we go in there like that. And then go in a big loop. Fishing line, give me more fishing line. Spit it out. Fuck. Yeah. A big loop. What I found is good is you got to sort of make it look how it is on the fucking diagram, you know. You know, if the line goes this way or goes that way, I'm not terribly bright. I just go, I've got to do it exactly as it's shown in the picture. Like, you know, the line comes in from the right, my right. Then we go around the back. Yeah, big loop on the back. And then go around in another big loop and back through the fucking hook. Yeah, cut it through the hook a second time. Yeah. It's a miracle. So that's sort of like that. Over there, under there, and out there, my brain's hurting. I think through there. And there we go. There we go. It's holding. Yeah, that looks good. It works. Well, that's the World's Fair knot. And I've just managed to jerk it off. No, I mean pull it off. See, and most of this stuff is just do it, you know. Pull your finger out of your fucking ass and just fucking do it. God. So that's truly awesome. And it's just through practicing the knots that you get good at it. And there's the issue of using split knots. And then there's carving up little strips of lead, you know, just scraping off the sharper edges, bending it around the fishing line, cutting it into little strips, bending it around the fishing line, and well, that's all done. All my fishing lines are fucking Done. So, dear gentlemen, I fucking succeeded at two knots. The first one, which is supposed to be really amazing, kept popping the fucking, breaking the line. The third or fourth, fifth time I did it, so I just changed, I said, fuck this, change knots, you know. So I'll put the link to the website below this video, you know, down there. And, yeah. And there's another woman chasing me, going, and I've sort of known of her for about, in that 25 years of knowing me, like living a stone's throw down the road sort of thing, she's never once put in the fucking effort to even say hello or to create a conversation or, you know, say hi or anything on when walking past, you know. And now she's seeing me at this other place, you know, and she's going, it's a man, you know. And I just think, well, fuck off. No topic, never said hello, never sustained a conversation, never put in anything like, hey, do you want to, you know, you coming out for lunch today? You know, do you want to come out for fucking lunch? You know, hamburger, fucking. It was, you know, so I was just not interested. You know, you've had your fucking chances. You've had your fucking chances, and you just chose, you know, some incredibly bad people to have relationships with, and I don't want to know about that. You know, I know what goes on in you. I know what goes on in your family, you know. I know, you know, the fucking people I've seen you getting, the degenerates I've seen you getting around with. Don't want to know about that, you know. So that's another thing. And there's a woman who lives a fair way away in a geographic distance. And I put a pretty solid case to her to meet up and discuss this. I won't say it's a business. I'd say it's more like a community project, you know. And I said, we have got certain technical skills and certain equipment, and I'm very much interested because I've seen your work, and I've very sort of interested in meeting with you and having a discuss about this big project that I've got going, you know. And you know, a neutral place in the middle of another town, you know. 2 weeks go past, she doesn't say anything. Doesn't fucking respect, it's a business proposal, you know. It's a fucking business proposal. It's not like, hi, do you want to come over for a fuck, you know. It's a business proposal. And so I'll send her another message. I said, look, you know, you've got every right to do whatever you fucking want, but like, I'm assuming that you either haven't read this or haven't got round to responding. And so, you know, if you want to go, you know, if you want to meet up with me and have a discussion of these fucking issues, you know, the technical merits of this project, give us a call, you know, if I can come say hello, we can meet, you know. And then the stupid cunt said, oh, well, I read half your fucking thing and, you know, didn't read any more. You know, it's like, you know, it's like about 5 or 6 lines, you know. How can you read half a fucking comment, you know? And then she says, well, I can't go meeting anybody I've never met. And I've had all sorts of trauma before, you know, and I'm thinking, it's a fucking business plan. I never said a damn word about how lovely you are or how much I want to fuck you or would you like to go halves and a good fuck sometime, you know. I said it's a business plan, you know. And I thought about that, and I've got some pretty interesting in-laws, you know. They shall remain nameless. And, you know, and one of the things I worked out with this guy, one of the things that I worked out with him was that, you know, he said he couldn't do something. He couldn't listen to an audio recording of someone talking on a particular subject because he didn't know what it's about. And I explained to an intermediary, I said, that's just like, you know, discussing, so standing outside an Italian restaurant and saying, oh, I can't go in there to have the food because I don't know what Italian food's like. You know, and I just thought, this woman's a fucking idiot. You know, she might be able to do certain specific technical fucking things really well and have the gear to do it, but she's a fucking idiot, you know, like space cadet. And I thought, I'm not going to spend any of my time trying to coax her out of the fucking, yoo-hoo, come out of the hidey hole, dumb fuck, you know, come on, yoo-hoo, I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm just going to leave you laying in the fucking dust. You know, you want to go roll around in the shit, well, fine. You know, you have that. That's your life. This is where you're at as a person. Crazy. You know. I can't meet anybody I've never met. It's at a cafe. Hamburger with a lot at a cafe, you know. You can get what you fucking want. I'm not paying for it. And, too stupid. Too fucking stupid. So, yeah. Rejected. Oh, God. You know. I won't go on in an exasperated, you know, exasperation, just endless fucking repetition. I'm just not pandering to the bullshit. It just, oh, well, you had your chance. Bye. That's about it. Well, we've seen not tying escapades. And away we go. Well, it's now sub-zero, so time for bed, 3:30 a.m. All right, guys, I'll catch you later. Bye.